I know where you're coming from. Yeah, my heart is out to you at the minute. I phoned Stephen's show. Basically, I was on a course of Librium to stop the DTs and the shakes and all the rest of it. I sounded just like yourself this time in March there. Ken, I was hiding away from the world. I was a very outgoing person. But the drink took all that from me. I lived in fear too. And I can't explain what the fear was. Fear of people and fear of just going out in the world. My tolerance levels were getting higher to the drink, and it was basically, my body was drunk and my head was sober, if you can, you know where I'm coming from, Ken?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you take more and you take more, and you're trying to find that buzz that you're never going to get back again.
I couldn't answer the phone. I had to keep the curtains closed.
There is help, but you have to want it. You have to want it.
Tell them what you did, Joan.
I went to my doctor, got my course of Librium, got myself back, started eating slowly but surely, getting my appetite back and that. Got myself strong, and that very Monday, after I had spoken to you, Stephen, I think it may have been the Friday, that show, I went in on the Monday evening and joined AA. And I have never, ever looked back. Now, that's 5 months ago. Fantastic group of people who explained to me about the illness. I didn't realise everybody has a stigma attached to alcoholics. Now, I had this sort of thing, thinking that I was going to go in. There were old boys in duffel coats with their, bottles stuffed, in their pockets and a bit of rope around their waist. It's not like that. There's people from all walks of life. And it is an illness that a lot, doctors have proven that it is genetic, and it is an allergy. It's an allergy in such that if I were to take one drink, it'll trigger off me wanting. It'll never be one drink. You know what I mean?
And Joan, how difficult was it stopping?
I stopped last year, Stephen, and I had no help from AA. And I was still thinking to myself, once I get better here, I'll be able to take another drink and be a social drinker. That is a complete falsehood. You will never, ever be able to take another drink. But once you get that into your head, which I have now, I know that a drink has beaten me, right? But I have now beaten drink.
Tell them what to do.
It's never, ever too late, but you have to want it for yourself, and it is hard. Please do it. Please, please, please do it, because there is life out there, and the fear will leave you. Please, please join AA and give it a chance.